One of the things that you're going to be probably living in your life is how people will recognize you. There's many ways how the people will recognize you. They will recognize you for the good job. They will recognize you for where you came from. Or they will recognize you because they don't like you. And that's how we act. I know you are little right now, but when you go to high school, and then when you go to college, and you come back to us, and you will come back to us, probably we won't be able to recognize you, not just because you physically change, it's because sometimes your behavior change. And it is okay. However, those who were close to you, for them it's very hard to see those changes and accept it. Because those are beings with you all the time. And it's very hard for them to say, my God, look at that guy, how much he changed. And we know from where he's coming or she's coming from. I have a good friend, very good friend, very close friend, that even a year ago, I find out that he was impressed that I became a priest. And I asked him, why do you say that? And he said, because I know you. I know you. We were together to high school. And then we were together to the college. And I thought you're going to be a good father. But as a family, I never see you as a priest. And I say, you know, that's the providence and the mercy that our Lord Jesus Christ always has for us. I know we set up our way in our life. Depends on how we study, depends on how the people that we go with and we hang with. But Jesus always has a plan for you. Jesus always has a way that you will discern what do you want to be. That happens even when you see that you're studying and then you don't feel secure when you take the test. And then when you receive the test, you say, oh, A plus. I didn't know from where I got it. And probably your classmate will say, I didn't know from where you got it either. It's because sometimes we don't see our own mercy. We don't see our own way to perceive how good we can be. There are some times that we feel that we are not good with the church. And I'm telling this because you're going to be doing this a life station of the cross. And you're going to have the opportunity to act wherever Jesus went through the Calvary. And you're going to see one of you crucified on the cross. And I'm going to be taking pictures of that. And then after you see those pictures, you will see your faces. And you probably will imagine, oh my God, that's my face. You're going to see how immersed you're going to be by acting the role that they gave you. And how, without you not knowing, you will do the best of yourself. That's what Jesus did. Jesus did the best that he can be able to do. But he did that not because he wanted us to do. Only it's because his Father wants him to do the same. And that's what you have to pay attention to. Not what the people said about you Oh, I know you, I know your family, I know from where you came from. It's what you can be able or capable to do it. What you can be capable to study, what you can be capable to stand for. When I was your age, it was very hard. I mean, I admire how you can go to all of these field trips. Just your parents trust you so much that they sign sometimes the slip permit, and they allow you to do those trips. When I was your age, even my teachers went to talk to my dad to ask for permission to go to those trips. And my dad say, no. I know how he behaves. I know that he's a mischievous. So he knew from where I was coming from, but he didn't know that I was capable to behave and to get better. And you don't have to wait until you grew up to make the people be comfortable with you. You can do that from now on. By what? By listening to God. How you can listen to God? By listening to your dad, by listening to your mom, by listening to your teacher. And not by listening by the people that you have around, because sometimes the people who are around is the people, yeah, yes, you want to enjoy it, but you have to make yourself, who do you want to be? You don't have to be what the others want you to be. And that's what is going on. Many years ago, I don't know if you have that application, but many years ago, it was MySpace. And then years ago came Facebook. And then now it's not just Facebook. Now it's going to be Meta. And then it's Twitter. And then it's Messenger. And then it's WhatsApp. And then it's Snapchat. How all those things has been created? Because we has been influenced by others and know from where we come from. And we sometimes don't realize that we can be better people than those. Yes, it is good sometimes to know what's going on in the world. But it's not about that you have to know everything that goes in the world to make you who you can be the best. And wherever you came from, celebrate that. Be proud of that. Because that's going to make you, later on, the person that Jesus wants you to be. The person that God wants you to be. In the same way how God made Jesus our Savior. That means that you want to be our Savior. Who knows? Who knows? You go through the life. It's going to be a lot of changes. Even right now, you're changing, and you don't see it. But you have to be the confidence of those who are next to you that you can learn and all from them, and always remember that the mercy and the love of God and Jesus Christ is with you.